With Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Kayla DeRoche. A part owner of the Colstrip coal-fired power plant in eastern Montana confirmed today two of the plant's four units are closing this week. On Thursday morning, Unit 1 of the Colstrip Steam Electric Station closed in Colstrip, Montana. That's according to Puget Sound Energy spokesperson Andrew Padula.
Currently, Unit 2 is just burning out the stockpile that's in there now, but at this point, Unit 1 is closed.
He said Unit 2 will close Saturday. Coal mining advocacy group Colstrip United posted the closure dates on Facebook. It asked people to share memories to honor the units and their workers. Within 2 hours, the post drew more than 450 reactions, 100 comments, and 270 shares. While Units 1 and 2 will no longer produce energy, operator Talon Energy maintains that the closures are part of a longer process. When asked via email, Talon spokesperson Taryn Williams said she did not have information she could share about closures, but wrote decommissioning will extend into 2020 with the help of an unspecified number of employees. She wrote employees may also be reassigned to Units 3 and 4 where staffing needs apply. She added that Talon has extended its contract with the union that includes most Colstrip employees until 2023, and it includes a retention and severance package. The Colstrip Steam Electric Station has been in operation since the mid-1970s, and about 100 people work at Units 1 and 2. Kayla DeRoche, Yellowstone Public Radio News.